4 HKX mobile.
Alert, alert. Somebody turned Patrick loose on the road again. N0TR.
How are you today?
Honor as ever, Patrick. How's your day going? Selling lots of tools out there?
It's been pretty slow this week, but some weeks are just that way. That's why you have enough on the street to cover that.
Give you the tip of the day. If you try slapping your clients around once a week, whether they need it or not, they might buy more stuff.
Some of them might, but then they might enjoy it too much. You never know where that goes anymore.
you got us laughing now, Patrick. Well, we went down and had Bernice's eyes exam for the final time, and next time's a year off. And her vision was 20/16, Patrick. We're just tickled to death.
The news. Glad to hear that.
You have to learn her how to shoot. She'll be a regular old crow shooter now. She got better than 20/20.
Go get something done with mine. I can't read close up anymore, hardly at all.
We're sighted then, like Steve. He was telling me about that earlier today. And I was just the opposite. I was nearsighted. And, you ought to be able to use the cheap reading glasses for that, but they're a pain.
And I can get by with those for now. But when I have to sit and read for any length of time, when I take them off, I can't see where I'm going at all.
Yeah, it puts a strain on your eyes. That reminds me. One day I took off from home up there and come down Highway 101, and I'm having a dizzy spell or something, and I left my reading glasses on. That don't work very well.
I couldn't drive with them on at all. I wouldn't be able to see nothing, that's for sure.
So this was just kind of cloudy and overcast. I don't know how you'd explain it, but it wasn't a good feeling. But, like, now I have on these brown lenses that I got from Costco, and I just utterly love them. Now, somebody else tried those. I think it was Phil. I'm not sure, but he didn't like them as well as I do. But I wear mine constantly when I'm out in the sun. I just love them. I have a pair of prescription sunglasses downstairs that I keep one pair there and one pair that I use all the time upstairs. But I rarely use them because they're darker, and these just kind of brighten things up a little bit, and they're good for when it's raining, and they're good, you know, can be overcast, and they're still perfectly okay. In fact, they make things more distinct, kind of like a polarizing lens.
That's what I missed that part of it.
Let me kill that radio over here. Nikon, I believe, is the manufacturer. And, that thing had to go off. But I get mine at Costco's. And you can get just root and toots, or you can get prescription ones. These are prescription ones. But they have a brownish cast to them. And you look at the front of the lens, though. If somebody's looking at you, they look kind of bluish cast. It's something they put on them to cut the UV.
I've seen some glasses like that. It's a blue light blocker.
Put on one of my computer glasses, and I have a pair of them upstairs and a pair downstairs. The second pair, I told them, nope, don't put that on there. Supposed to make it better on your eyes when you're sitting in front of a computer all day, but it attenuates the light just a tiny bit. I don't like it. I like bright lights. If you ever come to my house, you'll notice in the basement there's a light about every 10 feet.
See what I'm doing too. The trailer I towed around, or am towing around, I made sure it had plenty of light in it where I could see what I was doing.
it just made things reasonably priced as far as electricity goes. Some of them they are awful proud of, but if you shop around, they're just wonderful. And I like the ones around 5,000 Kelvin in most applications. I like white. They can be 6,500 even. But there's places where that's not applicable, like the bedrooms and stuff like that. You don't need that bright a light. But in the bathrooms and that, I use, hit that button, 5,000K, and it's very white, and it works really good.
I like my kitchen and bathroom and stuff like that, and living room to be very bright.
1,000 K's getting pretty close to daylight, and even 6,500, and that's really nice and white. And that's my preference. If you want it, you know, where you can work on electronics and stuff like that.
Well, that's a good idea where you can see what you're doing right there where you're at.
We're passing the what is that, Chick-fil-A, and turning into Home Despot here. And I better shut up and let you go for a while, because parking lots are dangerous. You have a safe day, Patrick. Nice talking to you. This is NZ0TR clear.
Tom, you and Miss Bernice, be careful out there in that parking lot and on your way home. Y'all take care. 732-KO4-HKX, and I'll be clear.
KO4,